Welcome back, Nation. Time to hit the C-note. Cowboys news of the evening. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. How do you react to the George Pickens answers to questions today at Cowboys minicamp? He was asked if he's going to hold in or hold out. Said, nope, I'm here. I'm happy to be back, and it's football first. Jane Slater reporting that he stressed that word first pretty strongly in the locker room session. He said the reason he did not report to voluntary workouts is on the advice of his agent, David Mulligetta.
Mm-hmm.
Says just because he's in control, so he's like your boss. So there's no trust or anything there. He controls what you do. So really, you trust him. And I think that would maybe swing the pendulum maybe back the other way a little bit, because if this becomes Mulligetta against Joneses and George Pickens is sort of a spectator or a pawn in that game, maybe that could swing it back to being more in question. But after he said it so convincingly, he's back, no hold in, no hold out, I'm feeling pretty good. He said, what's important to me is winning. Like I said, I always want to bring a Super Bowl to a group of guys that never had that feeling. That's really the most important part to me. Says the game is going to be the game. I'll play football first and then let my agent worry about it. And we're implementing a lot of plays to have me, CD, Javonte, and Dak on the field to open up a lot of stuff. So it seems that he's excited. And if it was up to George, I think he'd be a Cowboy for life. And that would probably already be done, but the Cowboys are going to negotiate this thing pretty hard. And I don't even know if they're doing it in good faith, if they want him around long term or not. Brian, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, I know the other day I was talking about this because I visited with some people that are close to George, and they were saying that George is the boss. Mm. That George is the guy. I mean, he's represented by a couple different guys. David Mulligetta and Trey Smith are the two guys that he does.
The Chiefs guard?
No, I wish it. But no, Trey
Smith. Quite a talent.
Yeah. But this guy told me that he's like, listen, George is his own guy. So for him to come out and say, you know, yeah, I know David's the boss and all that, that's a little bit, I appreciate, hey, horses from the horse's mouth. But people that are close to George, they're telling me, they're like, George runs the, he runs the operation there. George is very much like you work for me kind of guy. So it's a little bit surprising to hear that. But listen, I just think what you're going to do is you just hope you, as a Cowboy fan, that you get the absolute best 1 year out of this guy.
I think
you will. And if you do, great. And then if you want to tag him again or money comes free or you want to make it something long term, then you could do that. But I can say I am not surprised he hasn't practiced, or you know, he did went through the individual and stuff today. But to be ready for camp, you know, good for him. That's exactly what they need to do.
You know, I think I feel bad for George right now because he wants to be a Cowboy, and he's doing everything right. He's getting kind of a raw deal out of it. But I think he wants to be a Cowboy so bad that he is willing to let the Joneses win this one. And I don't know if that's going to change in a year. They've let it be known it's difficult to pay two wide receivers at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but and I think in a lot of ways, George is going to get 27, 28 this year, 30 plus next year. So do I feel bad for him?
No.
No, he's having a tremendous career, and he's going to be wealthy beyond his wildest dreams. But when it comes to, like, engaging with a team and getting a fair shake, there's no worse place you could be as a star player. You're not the team hasn't won anything for three decades. And if you're amazing, they get off on threatening you with the tag. And here's this guy. He was amazing for you. He was your best offensive player last year. And it's like you want to string that out when no other team in the NFL would. You know, I find this to be a tough situation if I'm in George Pickens' shoes. And I think at this time, I'm kind of willing to bite the bullet. We'll wait till next year. But I want to go back to last month. Micah Parsons talking on the Jay Moore podcast about his negotiation with the Cowboys and where it went wrong. And I think it describes how the Cowboys players really feel about this and how agents look at Jerry negotiating. And if I was George Pickens, I would have a hard time not being in this mindset. Here was Micah.
People was like, yeah, Jerry offered you to be the highest paid player. You're greedy. But I was like, at the same time, he also said, F me with the structure of the deal. I want the power. I want to control you. And if you notice, majority of his deals that he's done with players, he has full control and leverage.
Yeah. And, you know, for a player who's accomplished as much as George Pickens has or Micah Parsons has, knowing the other 31 teams are going to be like, wow, you know, we really want to make you happy. We're going to do a long-term deal with you. But you happen to be inside the franchise where Jerry and Stephen Jones, they don't get up for competing in the game at the highest level and trying to win the Super Bowl. What really turns their crank is negotiating and trying to see if they can save a couple of mil with a 24-year-old who just – you know, risk life and limb in CTE and had a great football season for you. There's no other team that does this. I think it speaks to the power of the star and their history that star players aren't jumping ship out of here and demanding trades. Because I got to put up with that. I got to risk $125 million, you know, in future salary to be a Cowboy. Forget that. I will go play for any other team. As much as I personally love the Cowboys and want to see them succeed, if I was putting myself in a star player's shoes right now, looking at this situation, how Micah played out and then George Pickens, am I crazy for this?
Yeah, I think so a little.
I don't want to hear from you, Wolchuk. I want to hear from these other two who are objective. How would you feel about it, Chief?
No, I mean, listen, I wouldn't feel great about it. It's hard to put myself in those shoes 100% because I'm looking at a guy who's still going to make $27 million this year. It's like, now he could be in a deal where he's guaranteed over $100 million or something like that. So I understand there's a gulf there for sure.
And the first round money he's already lost out on.
Yeah. And again, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? At some point, you do have to step up and look in the mirror as a man and say, could I have done things better to be a first-round pick? Mm-hmm. Could I have done some things better to warrant every team in the league jumping at the possibility to give me all the money in the world? I mean, you have to take some accountability for where you're at. None of this is just the NFL decided, we don't like George Pickens, we will pay anybody else, but we don't want to pay you, George. There's just something about you. You didn't do anything wrong. We just have something against you, George Pickens. Like, you got to look in the mirror. And there's eight people every year that get tagged. I can't figure out how many players are playing on the tag, but for the last 10 years, there's on average eight players that are being tagged across the league.
The Cowboys do it almost every year.
The Cowboys do it quite a bit. It also benefits players sometimes. Go out there and do it again. Did it benefit Dak? Absolutely it did. Did it benefit Dalton Schultz? Absolutely it did. Like, this can also work in your favor, unless you're going to go out there and play scared.
I think it works in your favor if you play back with bold negotiating, as Zeke did, as Micah Parsons did. You know, that's what I'm seeing. I think the Cowboys.
Well, then do it.
What was the Micah negotiating though? You know, like Micah, like you played the Micah clip. Like, what is Micah? Like, what is it about the contract that was so Jerry friendly?
Well, they're trying to get him to go year to year. It was the guarantees, and I don't the exact proposal wasn't there, but Micah was suggesting that you want to leave me unguaranteed, so basically every year I'm having to play like you're on a contract year. If you don't perform well, I'm not going to pay you next year.
Yeah.
You know, but I would say George Pickens, what is he? He's late for practices and tries to fight the other team. I'd be pissed off at the NFL for slapping this tag on me and apparently echoing it around in your social circles as owners or GMs. What have I done? What have I really done? Was I worse than Zeke?
He hasn't done anything that's been issues off the field. The issue for George is just like no other team, like you say, like the Cowboys are the only team. No other team wanted to pay George. That's the problem. Like in this specific instance, George is just kind of powerless, which sucks for George.
The league looked at you a year ago and said,
teams want to pay George.
You're worth a third-round pick.
Teams want to pay George.
Who wanted to pay him?
They don't want to trade for George and then pay him. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Crazily, because of this misperception about me that I'm some sort of a bad guy.
Well, you just had a team
trade
for Jalen Waddle, and they're paying Jalen Waddle. I mean, I would say George Pickens is a better player than Jalen Waddle. I think there's tons of teams, if you really needed a wide receiver, you would trade for George, and you would pay him. Maybe I don't want to trade two ones, but we can talk about a deal with Dallas. You can work that out. This is just, to me, George is a pretty cut-and-dry situation here, which is very unfortunate, but he made $3.5 million last year. He's making over $27 million guaranteed this year. Go out and ball out. I'm going to enjoy watching him as a Cowboy this year because I don't know if he's going to be here past this year, and hopefully some other team does reward him with a big-time contract.
We got Jared Sandler coming up next. We'll talk to him about Rangers-Twins Game 2 and what we can expect from Kamar Rocker and the guys this evening next in The Nation.